This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
But Georgia just beat Georgia Tech. This guy joining us right now played in that game for Georgia, was born in 2001.
What?
Ladd McConkey. You heard me. Georgia receiver joining us here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Hey, Ladd, what's going on? Thanks for coming on with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having me.
Let's talk about your game on Saturday. And I guess this has pretty much been your way of life going back to high school. You did a little bit of everything in that game. A big punt return for 39 yards, a down punt at the 1 yard line. I guess to be on that field, you got to do whatever it is you need to do, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, whatever my coaches ask of me, that's what I try to go out and do. And do it for my teammates. And if I can make plays for them, then that's always a good feeling.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you're a three-star coming out of North Murray High School. How do you make your way to Georgia, and how challenging was that for you?
Our coaching staff gave me an opportunity, and I really just kind of wanted to make the most of it. So, yeah, just kind of go in with a head-down ground mentality, and feel like I've made the most of it and just want to keep making the most of it.
When you walked on as a freshman, I don't know how many guys are out there. I know it's 100-plus walk-ons and everybody else. Where did you assess yourself? Like, what kind of odds did you give yourself to possibly be a player and a player that matters in this organization?
I definitely have always been confident in myself and my ability. And then when I went out there and really was kind of able to gain some knowledge from a bunch of the older guys and a bunch of the coaches, I feel like that's really kind of what separated it out. I just kind of try to take everything in from everybody, and had some great players above me at the time, and still some guys that are older like Kieris and Dom that I can ask anything, and they're going to give me their honest opinion and let me know what I need to do. So, yeah, just really being able to take in a bunch of information from older guys and the coaches, and then just kind of go out and do it.
With so much still left to play for, I do want to ask, was there a practice or two early on where either you said you went home that night saying, I can play here, or do you think you impressed upon enough people on the staff that kid can play here? Are there a couple of those moments that you had to have?
I feel like there might have been some, like my freshman year, like on the scout team.
Mm-hmm.
That was the huge part. I mean, I feel like there's so many guys that come in, and that first year is kind of a learning experience, and that's definitely what it was for me. Going against a bunch of those guys. I mean, there's so many of them that are in the NFL now. So kind of being able to get those reps against those guys. And then, I mean, really just being able to compete against them and make plays, it kind of definitely gave me some confidence and just kind of allowed me to realize that I could probably do this if they give me the shot.
Ladd McConkey, Georgia receiver, with us here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. It's an interesting point that you make, because I think a lot of guys, especially some of the five-star guys, it doesn't seem to be that way at Georgia, but you take it as a demotion because you want to play. But when you're on the scout team, you're playing against some of the best players in the country, and you embrace those reps. That's how you get better, right?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a huge gain for you if you really just kind of actually just go in with the right mindset that, I like you said, you are playing against the best team in the nation day in and day out. You can really learn a lot. You can work on your craft, and it's definitely made me a better player. And I would have loved to have been able to play my freshman year, but being able to get to do that and gain that experience, it really helped me out a lot.
Yeah, can you explain to people, your Wednesday is your Saturday, your Thursday is your Saturday when you're trying to make a name for yourself, is it not?
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, even really when you're not trying to make a name for yourself, when you're already been able to play, like, we're getting after it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday. Like, it, even in the walkthroughs, like, they expect excellence here. And I mean, I feel like that's what's been instilled in us, and that's what not just myself, but the whole team tries to do.
I said something today that Kirby Smart should be everybody's national coach of the year. Everybody's. And listen, I'm not expecting you to tell me, oh, wait, oh, hold on, let me give you another name. But there is something to doing what you guys have done this year coming off of last year. That's coaching to me. Every bit as much as anything else you can give me, that's what coaching is ultimately about.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they want excellence here. And, I mean, they've done such a great job with that. Not just on the football field, but off the field. We have so many coaches that can be there for you and give you some knowledge, because they've been around for so long. They've seen so much football played. They've been through so much in life. So, I mean, we have so many coaches on staff that you can go to and ask anything, and they're gonna might not tell you what you want to hear all the time, but they're going to tell you the right thing, because they want what's best for you.
How important is the messaging, don't let the guy next to you down, the guy next to you in the locker room?
That's the culture there, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. One of our four DNA traits is connection. So, I mean, yeah, we play for each other, and that's really what makes it so special here. We know why everyone's playing and what they're playing for. So if you know that, it makes it easy to go out there and play for them and give all you got.
All right, lad, listen, we know you got to run. Thanks for coming on with us. Best of luck in the SEC championship game and beyond that. I know you're not looking beyond that, but good luck no matter where it ends up.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate y'all.
Lad McConkey with us here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.